Welcome to another episode of On Life and Being Human. I'm your host, Catherine Colleen, and this is the podcast where we help you create a better life through complete connection to yourself, to others, and to your world. So today's pretty exciting because we're going to be starting in on stage 11. Stage 11 is the golden ring. It's the thing that we're all shooting for. And the first time you visit it, it can be really profound and really amazing. And you want to try to get back there as much as possible. But it can be hard to stay in. And the practice of stage 11 is to try and stay in it as long as you possibly can. But you have to get in it to begin with. So when you approach this, I want you to make sure that you don't expect that you're going to stay here permanently. This can be a little bit disappointing, but life happens and we get pulled around the cycle many, many times. But the practice is get back here as fast as you can. Stay here as long as you can, but let it be what it's going to be. So today, we're going to actually connect with that reality and feel this stage. So I hope you're somewhere where you can safely experience this, because it may get a little intense. It may require your attention. Before we get started today, we want to give a shout out to new listeners in Richmond, Canada. Richmond, Canada, welcome aboard. Thank you for this connection. I'm so excited to have you here with us. If you have thoughts, questions, ideas, follow the link in the show notes over to the community page at catherinecolleen.com. There's a little form there, and that's the best way to send in your thoughts, ideas, and questions. Those come directly to me, and you will hear back directly from me. So let's get going. We want to connect to our reality. And, you know, Einstein was right. And it's not like anybody's really questioning that. But when Einstein put forth E equals mc squared, what a simple, beautiful little equation. And it's an equation that we all take for granted to such an extent that I'm amazed. What does this equation say? It says energy is matter at the speed of light. E equals mc squared. M standing for mass, E for energy, C for the speed of light. So back that up. What did we just say? Energy is matter. Matter is energy, because the equal sign goes both ways, doesn't it? They are the same thing. Energy and matter, there is no difference. Literally, in this physical existence, there is no difference between matter and energy. It's a fact of physics that most of us ignore. Even the physicists tend to ignore that fact. I don't care what matter you're looking at, yourself, your couch, the place where you live, whatever you're listening to this podcast on, it's just energy. That's it. And it's a really profound thing, and I wonder if Einstein himself actually understood what he had just figured out. Part of me thinks that he did. So at this point, you have some experience now connecting to moments as the energy, or as a physical form. And if you haven't had these experiences, if you haven't experienced stage 10 already, I want you to go back and listen to those podcasts or go on the website and read those articles and have those experiences so that you will be ready for this. Or get the books and read those sections in the books, or go to lastingpeace.org and work through the roadmap and get to this point, because you need to have had those experiences to be ready for this one. Assuming you have had those experiences, we're going to do an exercise now to dissolve any separation between the energy and the physical. So what you've been playing with before is you would sit and you would connect to this moment and you would play around with being the energy, being energy or being physical matter. And you would play with switching back and forth between the two. And that's fun, right? And that informed your experiences. And you worked with connecting to this moment in both ways. But what we need to do now is take away any separation between them. Because what stage 11 is, not only are you the one consciousness and you've experienced this, but you are the one consciousness and the physical manifestation, which is the energy and the matter, at the same time, and there is no difference. In fact, there's no difference between it. You as the one consciousness, energy and matter, it's all the same. And that's where we want to get to today. So I want you to try the following. We're going to start by being here in this moment, as you have before. Just be here in this moment. Connect to the energy in this space. Connect to the physical objects in this space. Connect to the people in this space. You can do this exercise in a public place or in a private place. Doesn't matter. Now connect to the energy again. So now you've connected to the energy, you've connected to the objects, you've connected to the people, if there are any. Now connect to the energy again. This time, as you focus on existing as the energy and connecting to the energy, I want you to think about how sparse these physical objects really are. So you're connected to the energy, but you're thinking about the things, the objects in the room. According to Jefferson Labs, a hydrogen atom is about 99.999999999996% empty space. All the other atoms are similar with small variations. Almost 100% empty space. And what's in that space? Nothing but the energies that are binding it all together. Not any physical matter. So that table or that chair that you're looking at is far, far less than 1% solid, as you would call it. Wow. It's far more than 99.999999% energy. There's really nothing there solid at all. Can you feel the energy go right through that object? As you are connected to the energy, can you feel the energy flow right through that object? Because it's not really solid. Can you see it almost start to dissolve in front of you as you focus on its energy instead of on its physical existence? Look around the room. Look at the room all around you now. Can you focus on the energy in the air, in the objects, in the people, and see it? Now, in doing this exercise effectively, you'll see a kind of like a hazy blur in the room. People who are very skilled in energy work or meditation might even witness the dissolution of objects and people just for a brief time. It's a visual effect. But for most of us, it's a feeling that things are about to break apart and dissolve into the energy. And it can be a little intimidating, and you might find yourself holding back intentionally as the human mind fears losing itself or losing what it knows in this room. It could freak you out a little bit if a table kind of appears to dissolve in front of you or a person. But nothing bad will happen if you relax into this and allow the energy to dissolve the physical. This is a similar experience to some psychedelic compounds, but we have arrived here without any of that. Now, if you find that you could use some help reaching this state, one, get a mentor for this. Go to lastingpeace.org and get a mentor. If you're into the idea of experimenting with psychedelic compounds, they will certainly do the trick, but they're not necessary. There are some other interesting methods to try, such as Wim Hof breathing can also help you get here. Focused meditation will give you a boost here as well. And just doing the work, just doing the practice, and desiring this outcome. Now, the state of mind that you've entered into when you do this exercise is an altered consciousness. We have not changed what's in front of you. You have not changed it. You are just perceiving it as it truly is. The table is still there. The people are still there. You just see it differently. And it can be very hard to maintain this, even for the most practiced person. Now, when you feel yourself coming out of this stage, you have a couple of options. You can consciously drop back to stage 10, feeling yourself as both the energy and the physical and the one consciousness. And you may find that this stage of complete oneness in stage 11 is kind of a quick vacation each day rather than a more permanent state, and that's okay. There's a risk of coming out of this stage and rolling right into stage 3 by feeling disappointment at the fact that you've come out of it, that you've lost it in a sense. Or engaging in negative self-talk, or expectations of yourself, or attachment to this state of complete oneness. It is so blissful that it can become somewhat addictive. But you don't want to become attached to it or have expectations of yourself of, I'm gonna walk around like this every minute of every day. So you wanna be very careful not to dog yourself about it, but let it be whatever it will be. So instead of letting attachment send you around the cycle again, just drop back into stage 10. Stay there for a few minutes to solidify it, and go about your day in stage 10. That way you can return to stage 11 easily enough without losing your beautiful state. Now, when you first approach this, if you're at all type A, like I am, it's so easy to be annoyed at yourself or disappointed at yourself of like, dang it, I couldn't maintain it. Don't be hard on yourself. This is practice. This is new, and anything new, you're gonna be crappy at it for a while before you're any good at it. Right? This just takes practice. So just like every stage has taken practice, every stage has taken work, there is no end all and be all. This is a process of continual evolution, and we want you to approach that in joy. And this is how it's done. Now, there's obviously a lot more to stage 11, and I continue to discover more and more about what there is to stage 11 as I go along. There are practices this is just one of them. First, trying to stay in stage 11 as long as possible. The stage 11 has an enormous number of implications. If you can maintain this stage for any length of time, it's an incredible boost to your manifestation capabilities. Because when you're manifesting as the one consciousness, some people would call it the God consciousness or the energy of the creator in action, you're tapping into your true self, the truth of your true self, whatever that is, and that makes requests you put into the universe. You are lining yourself up with divine will, which is a matter of releasing your will so that it may align with divine will, but also feeling what your own particular, you are an aspect of the divine here on this earth, and what is your truth? What do you really want? And when you're tapping into that and putting out that request from this place, things happen incredibly quickly, and you can have a lot of fun and joy in creating from this stage. So try this exercise. Don't be intimidated. Be curious. And remember that if you witness things dissolving in front of you, it's okay. Only your perception has changed. Your reality has not changed. Only your view of it, your perception of it has changed. So don't freak out. You are not dissolving people and things. It's just your perception would make it appear so. Really, you're just seeing their reality that they are 99.9999999996% energy. And learning to kind of live in that harmoniously all at the same time. So this is some heavy stuff. So send me your thoughts and your questions and your ideas and your experiences. Use the link in the show notes to go over to KatherineColleen.com. It'll take you to the community page where you can send in your thoughts, questions, and ideas. I love audience questions. I will answer you back directly, and I will also write an article about it and post that online, because if you have a question, I guarantee lots of people have the same question. So let me know, and let me know what you're experiencing along the route of these stages. All right, that's heavy enough today. Make this a part of your practice. Thank you for joining me, and as always, I'm wishing you, Parna Asati, complete connection.